Welcome to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast. Yes, it's 100% unscripted, 100% unrehearsed, 100% unedited, and 100% real. I'm your host, Mark A. Preston. Speaking about the industry as a whole, how can the industry use AI to help streamline what they're doing in a more positive way?
Well, I'm kind of reluctant to answer that question because I have a very strong feeling that the whole world of SEO is going to change enormously.
Oh, yes, I definitely agree with you there.
It's only yesterday that you had this Google I/O conference where they were talking about, you know, what they're doing. And I have to say, I mean, you know, I'm active on Twitter, as are you, and most people in SEO are kind of busy on Twitter. And I look through my Twitter feed and I see all these people kind of putting out messages and posts and things that are not really any different than they were 2 or 3 years ago. It's all on the same sort of topics, you know. And I just find myself thinking, your whole world is about to change. The whole field of SEO, the whole field of search is about to change. All of this stuff that we've been doing for the last 20 years just seems to me a little bit redundant now. And I think that for me, I prefer to train my thoughts less on his stuff that we've always done. How can I use AI to solve a problem that we've always done? And more about using AI to do things that we have never done before, you know, and that for me is a lot more interesting. And I think that's true of AI generally. A lot of people are just saying, oh, I used to have to write stuff. Now I can get AI to do it. Or, I used to have to do this process manually. Now I can get AI to do it. For me, it's much more interesting to look at ways we can use AI to do things we've never done before, you know, in completely new and different ways, you know. But I think that, look, I'm sure if I sat down and that's where my focus was, I'm sure I could think about all kinds of different tasks that people who work in SEO are doing every day and find ways to streamline their work with AI. I have to say, it just doesn't interest me. And I think it would only be something that would be useful short term to people, because I think search is about to change beyond recognition. And I know a lot of people disagree with me. A lot of people say, oh, yeah, you know, AI in search, it's just going to be like featured snippets. You know, it's just going to have a bit more impact on the SERPs. I really don't think that's true. I really don't think so. And if you have a look at what Google put out yesterday and how that search page is changing, I don't even think search is search anymore. I think search is a concept that will no longer exist. This idea that a search engine is a way for people to go and find information on the web and then show a set of 10 blue links to get the results, that's gone. That really is. You know, I mean, go to Google today, you might still see something looking like that or close to that, but that's not going to, I don't think that's going to be around for very long, because the fact is that Google users, search users, I don't know that they care much where the information is coming from or how it's got to them. They just need answers to their questions. They want to know the best place to go and buy something. They want to know whether, you know, this bicycle has the right features that they're looking for. They want to get answers to medical questions that they've got. You know, all kinds of things that people use search engines for. Now, if the search engine can just answer that question for them, doesn't need to show them links, it's just going to answer that question for them. Not only answer it, but then I can go and enter into a dialogue with those results to then get more information, have things explained to me in a different way, expand on it, simplify it, you know, test me on it. You know, why do I need 10 blue links? Why do I need them? Only SEOs need 10 blue links, you know. So all these conversations about the way we've always done SEO, just for me just seem a little bit pointless now.
Yeah, reminds me of the SEO industry. Suddenly, all at once, over the past year, suddenly AI is this new thing. I mean, I did a keynote talk, five and a half years ago now on AI, and my exact words was, if you're only just thinking about AI, you're already way behind times. And that was over 5 years ago. You know, but I think the industry, they just focus on here and now. Whatever's happening today, that's the focus. And they don't try and seem to predict or look into the future of what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the way that AI has been used up until now, certainly by Google, has been much more in on the back end, you know, where they're refining search queries and they're using it to understand searcher intent and the context of a search and all those kind of things. So I think that maybe SEOs have felt less threatened by it because of that. I'm guessing they probably almost certainly used it, and they must have used it as well for doing things like checking spammy content, checking link manipulation, all those kind of things. They must have been using it in those areas, but it was still on the back end, you know. And I think that the big change now is that a lot of this is going to be on the front end. And the notion of ranking number one on Google is going to have a lot less meaning. Or even being page one on Google will have a lot less meaning. And what I found and what I've experienced is that there seem to be kind of three different categories of people that talk about AI, you know, on social media. There's the people who are just like, wow, this is great. It's so exciting. Just think of all the things we can do with it. Bring it on. You know, there's that group. Then there's those that say, this is going to kill us, or it's going to wipe the whole human race. This is the worst thing that's ever happened. You know, that's the second group. And then there is a third group, which is, I call them the dismissers, which is, AI, it's not that great. It's, you know, what's no different to featured snippets. It gives inaccurate answers. It's not that great. But, and I misunderstood that group for quite a long time, because I thought that they were really only looking at kind of what they could see in front of them rather than thinking a little bit a step ahead, you know. But what I've come to realize is that the dismissers are actually the same as the people that are fearful. They're both afraid. People are afraid. There's a lot of people that are really worried about the impact AI is going to have on their agencies and their livelihoods and all kinds of things. So I get it, you know, I really do. And, you know, I don't like the idea that people feel worried. And I don't know that I can, I don't know how much reassurance I can give those people. But all I would say is that, you know, all I would say to those people who are concerned is that, you know, if you didn't want to be in an industry that was constantly changing and evolving, then you probably should never have been in SEO in the first place, because, you know, this is a very dynamic industry, and it's just like constantly things change and move and shift. And that's the nature of the beast. So this is another thing that we'll have to adapt to and understand and see where we fit in.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.